It comes straight down. Ela kaychay kachashev. Teretz says it's still called as kaych. It's kaych. It's a weak power. Rashi says kaych kachashu. Ain't a kaych of the true. Not a very strong one. Ela ksav kaych. It's a little bit as kaych. Yeshkan. Vaydele ozel yel mishum shekola kaych chayzek hazrika. Everyone because there is lowered. Abla dain alecha si mi miksas kaychay. Still going a little bit from your power. Like we said before. If your power stopped, it should have come straight down. The fact is traveling with stardom to the sides, it's only traveling to the sides because of your kayach. So sure, it's not your 100% power, because your full power was going upwards. It should have kept on going upwards. So that full power stopped. But the fact is coming down a little bit far away, stardom, it's still considered your kayach. It's an extension, like your kayach did not end. That's the slower. Your kayach didn't end yet. It's not your complete power, but your power did not end yet. If it comes straight down, your power ended up there. Now it's just returning. As long as it's moving on the side, it's sort of nisvara mixed out
station.
I think what you're saying. You're opening the door, you're saying there's an arrow. 10 people, Achmanos is beating up somebody. The Achmanos has each one has his own bat. Oh, mate, at the end of the end of 10, beat him up, the guy dies. Now, Ben Vasach is when they all hit him at the same time. Ben Vasach is there, one after another, Peturim. All 10 are put. That's the time of Kama. We'll soon see why Dash was a posik. You need one person to kill him and not the 10 people. We have Yehuda ben Mesei Raimu know. The Zeach Hazeh, they do it one after another. Achwin Chayiv. The last one, the last bat, the last bat, that kills him. So they Shekir was Mesei, sure, he would have died anyway, but he would have lived another minute. The last bat, that's what made him Mekar of Grid of Mesei, for that Yechayiv. For Fariga Shrachat Yechayiv. What's the bottom of the Sayyidin? Ushnei Mikrechadosh. They're both asking the same plastic. The first is the Yikram, Vish Kiyake Kol Nefesh Adam. So Lashna, Vish a person, Kiyake Kol Nefesh. You have to, it's a whole soul. You have to kill the whole person. Rabbanan Savri, Kol Nefesh means Adika Kol Nefesh. So one person kills the whole soul. Well, here you have 10 people. Whether they're hitting them together, or even Zachar there, the last one did not kill the Kol Nefesh. The first one started the Misa. So that's where the Potter. That's the Adika Kol Nefesh. The Chivan, the Metchila, the Yura, the Shein, the Regasai, the first bat helped. Let the Kol Nefesh and Makach Achra, the last hit, is not the complete killer. He needed the first one also. That's what I'm saying to you. For Rabbi Yudhim and Bethel 7, no, just the opposite. What says Kol Nefesh means we dash in Kol Do Nefesh, any little bit of life you take away. That's the Afilu Mikfasa. Why? If two people hit him together, whether with the same bat or two different bats, but at the same time, that's like Shnaim Shasu. It's like two people killed him, you're part of Misa. But as long as there's one person giving the last clap, and that clap is making the car of Misasai, even though it's not Kol Nefesh, three dashins, Nefesh Kodu. Any little bit of life you take away from him, for that you chayv misa. Omar Rav also like this. Hakoma, everybody agrees, the horig is a treifa, if you kill a treifa, person with a treifa, shu pata. That the murderer is pata. Sunsi why?
So we'd have died anyway, no?
Rashi goi neke, baveshet, well he would have died, but the court alas, sorry, you mekarav misasa goi, he would have died later on. Rashi Shupata Midlay Afliga Bay, this is all my place, everybody else Shmamina. Keep him the Nikoim Khatika Samanamashi says, Khiusa Gavra Katima Khashavla, yes, since we see what's missing with him. He has a hole here, he has a hole in his head. We see clearly his problem, even though he may live a few days, he may live a year even, close 12 months. But since we see clearly the problem, that's sitting the Gavra Katila. Khidish, he's called a dead person already. That's not called even a Kol Nefesh, a Mixas Nefesh. If we see his death, that's different. So the Holy gets that Trefa. Trefa means something's missing in his body. We see clear the problem. Shupata. The Geist of the Shemaim, because somebody's very, very sick. Some, when there's nothing missing in his body, so see the Geist of the Shemaim means a sickness came upon him, and he's very, very sick, he's about to die. Shuchayiv, if somebody kills him then, even it makes it a second earlier, Yechayiv Misa for that. Because the person's not called dead yet. Since there's nothing wrong with his body, it's not operating. But there's nothing missing there, he's Yechayiv. Mm-hmm. If he became sick to the Yod, Rashi says, where first 10 people hit him, and they made him very sick, he's about to die because of that. And now if the last person comes and kills him, is the last one chayim. That's the machlokes over. That's called braces b'day yodim. The what? My madn le treifa. The Tanakhama said the zayim to a treifa. That since the first ones hit him so much, he would have died anyway. So he's treated like a treifa. We see clearly the problem. He's called the garba katila. Therefore, the last one is tata. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Messiah says no. Madn le zayim b'day shemayim. The person is not a treifa. There's nothing missing in his body yet. He's just very, very sick. That's like he's stump sick. And as long as he's alive, it's called he has a nefesh kolbu. If you take it away, you're chayif. Now, let's go weiter. Man, the mother says, the mother says, this is daima to a treifa. My time with the mother of grace is, why is it daima to grace of the shemayim? And here's the difference. A treifa means there's a hole in his lungs. We see clearly the problem. Here, even though he's beaten up, there's nothing missing in his body. So here, it's only like he's sick. Someone says, no, grace is b'day shemayim lo yisavet be maisa. No action, no maisa happened to him. He son became sick, so therefore he's still alive. Whoever kills him now is chayiv. But high here, when nine people beat him up first, yisavet be maisa, an action was done to him. So the Tanakhama svar is an action like this is considered like a treifa. Of a maisa is considered like a maisa riga was already started, was done to the person. Therefore, that the mice is the cause of the kill. The last person is just like finishing it, but he's been not through a complete mice ariga. Somebody else helped him along, they hold your porter. Well, man, the madle, Yehuda says, no, madle, the grace of the shemayim, my time, the madle, says, why is it to treifa? I'll tell you, treifa, mechat chesimonim. Or treifa, there's a hole through his lungs, through his brains. We see clearly the problem. There's a chitof, there's something missing in his body. But ho, this person was beaten up, le'mechat chisumanim, chisumanim, his whole body is whole, there's nothing wrong there, just is not functioning. That's called geisiz b'dei shemayim, that's called a live person, if you're mekarev misosa, yechayev misa. That's the machlokes. We'll talk to the Tanakhama here, that you'll be potter. Toni, tome kaim nebrosheshes, v'ish kiyaka kol nefesh, the pasuk says, V'ish ki yakel kol nefesh odem, lehovei hamakes chaveroi, v'yein bar kabel ha'amis. That you hit your friend, and that hitting should have not killed him. It wasn't sure enough to kill him. O bracha ve'nisoi, and the second person comes and hits him again, and that kills him, shuchayif. Because throughout the first action was not called the ma'isariga. You did the ma'isariga, yachayif, according to everybody. What's going to be, so Mar says, ein bar kabel ha'amis, kita, of course, that the first one's part, the second one's chayif. Ella rather the chiddush is like this, like the first one did nothing, so treat the second one as a murderer. Ella rather the chiddush is like this, yesh b'gdel hamis, the first one hit him, and that was a hit that really should have killed him. But ubo achav emisai, a second one came fast before he died and hit him again, shuchayiz, that the second one is still chayiz misa. Why? Ustamu kavidu nemesayra. The pshat is even though he would have died through the first hit, but he would have lived another 5 minutes. The second one now that was Mekarev Misosai made him die this minute, this second, he's Chayiv Misa. For Kirev Misosai, that's a Midrash Misar Svara, Kol Nefesh. That means Kol Du, any little Nefesh you take away, you're Chayiv Misa. And the first one is Potter, because his action did not kill him. The second one is the one that killed him. Omar Rava, however, gets that trace, if you kill a trace for a Potter, what did he say before Rashi? He's called the God for Ketila. A treifa shorah b'fnei bezdin. What's going to be if a treifa, a person with a treifa, if he kills somebody? Since he does it in front of bezdin, bezdin sees him, chayiv. Bezdin's supposed to kill him, at b'yat ra mikibecha, bezdin has to kill him. Without edus, bezdin has a right to kill him. But shorah b'fnei bezdin, if a treifa kills somebody, not in front of bezdin, now you have to come out to edus, to mechayiv him, potter. Bezdin cannot be mechayiv him misa because of edus. What's the difference? B'fnei bezdin, my time mechayiv sivu b'yat ra mikibecha. That Bezdin without Aedis, if Bezdin sees Ra, they have a right to wipe it out. So if Bezdin sees somebody kills, Bezdin has a right to kill him. But Shloid, if they Bezdin, if this person that's a traitor, killed somebody, not in front of Bezdin. So we have to command that there were two Aedim there, the Aedim are coming to Bezdin. Thought that Bezdin cannot kill with such Aedis. Why? Bezdin or Aedis Shiat Yocholi Azima. We can't be Muslim these Aedim. Because the Aedim, they're saying this person traitor Ruven killed somebody. Now, if we find out later these Edom are Venomim, usually we kill the Edom. But here we can't do that. Because what's the Kasha Zomam? They wanted to kill a person that's dead already. They wanted to kill a Trefa. So we can't kill you. You're a person that's alive. So we can't do Kasha Zomam. So such Edis, we can't rely on the Edom. It's called Edus Shiyat Yochli Azima. We're afraid maybe the Edom are lying. We don't have the counteract that they're afraid to lie, because if they're caught lying, we'll kill them. Here they know they can't be killed, because they wanted to kill a dead person, so he can't kill them. Therefore, the klal is, any edus that we cannot have the counteract of Azama, Leishim edus. We can't rely on these edus, both later on in the Septimachus, whether it's a Gvera Zakasa, whether it's a Svara, but you can't rely on these edus. The Yom HaRoah says like this, HaRoivah HaTreifah, a man that's having Mishka Zachar with a Treifah. He's running after a Treifah. Chayas Tulis Chayas Misa for that. But Treifah Shirova, if it, the man that's running after the other person, he's a Treifah, it depends again. This man Bezin Chayv, he does in front of Bezin kills him. Shem if man Bezin Potter. This man Bezin Chayv, this is going to be out of Rami Kabecha. Bezin sees the action, Bezin has the right to kill him. But Shem if man Bezin Potter, again, Devil Edish, you have the Yagli Azima. You want to use Edim, we can't do Hazama to the Edim. So therefore, the Edim is possible, we can't kill him. So the Gemara Sulam, what do we need the second case for? Pshita. It's the same case whether he kills or whether he's having Mishka Zacha. So what's Hainuach? So what's the first part of the Kiddush? The first one says if a normal person is having Mishkav Zachar with a Treifa, that we kill this person, that's the Kiddush. Now the time I would have thought to say, Le'evi commanded Mishamish Meis. Let's say Rachmanis, a man has Mishkav Zachar with a mace. A person's dead already, and he goes into the mace. In such a case, he's potter from Isa. So I would have thought to say here also, if you're coming into a Treifa, maybe he's considered a dead person already, then you should be potter also. Kamashmu, no, there's a big difference. The Mishamanohu, the svar is you're having enjoyment from him. If the person's alive, he has heat to his body, the heat is what gives you enjoyment. But if the person is dead already, the heat left his body, then you have no enjoyment. So even though the person's a treifer, and maybe in din he's considered dead already, but here, since his body still has heat, if a man has mishkav zachar with him, it's called you having hanor, for that you chayiv misa. That's the chiddush. The Yom HaRoah. Edim Shidu Betrefa. Edim said to Edim, said that a person Shidu Betrefa. Said a Trefa killed somebody. Fuzmu. And then we found out these two Edim were false. Eina Hagim. We do not kill these two Edim again because they wanted to kill a dead person. We cannot kill them back. But Eide Trefa Shuzmu.
Oh, the
Edom themselves, right? The Edom themselves are Treifa, so what? The Maisa, they wanted to have somebody killed, now they'll kill them. Right. Yeah, right, what?
Well, they still have a life to lose.
Right, you're still killing them? So, it's like the Chalm of Steinmann, they want to kill a live person. So Pshita will kill them, even though they're considered a Treifa, so what? But you want to do more damage, so... It could be because, also not could be, because Bezin himself sees the action, I mean. It's not so much of the agents here, Bezin himself sees it. Right, I'm not sure. All right. Even the Treifa, she was main Hogan. We can't have a second double case of Zayma Zimmerman. Again, since they're a Treifah, so down the road, the second pair of Aden that want to be killed because of them will not be killed. Because those second pair want to kill a dead person, we will not kill them. So, according to him, it's a Kiddush. Not only do you have to have a case of Zimmerman, but you have the case of Zayma Zimmerman. It has to be possible, double case of Azama. The Yom HaRoah, Shor Treifah Shorak. You have a shore that's a treif and killed somebody, chayiv, still we kill the shore. If the shore killed a person, it's a chayiv skila, it's called the shore niskal. The shore shall autumn treif, let's say the owner was a treifer, and the shore killed somebody, shore and potter, then we do not kill the shore. What's the difference? The shore though is a healthy shore. He killed a man, why don't we kill the shore? My time, Omakor, the Pasuk says, Hashor yisokel v'gam bol of yumas. We kill the shor and also the owner, even though we don't really kill the owner. What does the pasuk mean? Yes, the pasuk says, "Ashor yisokel the gambol of yumas." Kolaycha the karina bay the gambol of yumas, karina bay ashor yisokel. But v'cholheicha the karina bay the gambol of yumas, where the owner was a treifer, with whom we cannot kill with Aidin, the karina bay ashor yisokel. Therefore, since the owner was a treifer, therefore the shor we do not kill through Aidis. If Bezin would have seen the action, Bezin has the right to kill the shor, because Bezin would have killed the owner also. before Bezdin did not see the action. You have to come on to Edom coming to Bezdin, then there's a klal. The same way these Edom could have not been Mechayev, the owner, they can't be Mechayev the shore. Rashi Yomino, Afilu Shor Trefa Nami. Even if the shore is a trefa, even though the owner is healthy, we can't kill the shore. Shorleg is Potter, my timer, Kivon Dielu Bailim, Heve Ptiri Shanami Potter. The shore cannot be better than the owner. Since if the owner would have been in his stage of a trefa, we would not kill the owner. It goes so far to say, now that the shore is a trefa, you can't kill the shore either. Even though the owner is a healthy person. But you make the heck is so far, no. If the owner would be like the shore, the owner would be potter. This shore is also potter. Then our Mishnah said, she's the Martha Kelev. If you arouse a dog to go after somebody and he kills him, you're potter. It's called the grammar. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov. But the last machlokes was, what about if you take a snake in your hand, and the snake has its mouth open, and you put the snake next to the person, the snake closes its mouth and kills him, that's a machlokes whether you chayiv or not. That's called the Maaser Riganat. Rav Yehuda mechayiv v'chol poitrim. What's that machlokes? So Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov, kishtim tzolim, if you want to tell me, divrei Rav Yehuda, eres nochosh ben shinehu amid. The poison of the snake is in between his teeth. It's there already. The figure, therefore, when you have this snake with open mouth and you push it into your friend, makish besayif, it's like you're hitting him with a sword. In other words, the poison is there. You're like putting the poison into your friend. Therefore, your chayiv is called a maaser riga. For nochesh potter, the nochesh is doing nothing. It's like the poison is at the tip of his mouth, and you're taking his mouth and pushing it into your friend. Your mom is taking the poison and pushing it into your friend. You're the murderer and not the snake. The snake we will not kill. The snake is potter. Well, the divrei chachamim, eres nochosh meyatzmihu makia. No, the poison is still inside his body. If you take the snake and push it against your friend, it's still the snake himself that has to eject the poison. It's not there at the tip. He has to do the mitzvah of ejecting it. So therefore, the figure, nochosh beskilo, who's ejecting the poison? It's the nochosh that's ejecting it. He's chayim. They are machish potter. The one that put him there is only a cause, a grummer. Grum is chayim, he's potter from Isa. Now the Mishnah says, hamaki es chaveroi. If you hit your friend, dein be evin, whether you use a stone, then we will do it with your fist. So here it depends. It has to be a strong fist, a strong punch, and a strong stone. The Yamdula Misa. So after you did that, Bezdin evaluated and said, yes, this person is about to die. So if he would die, you'd be Chayiv Misa. What happened was the Hekel. Then he decided, he turned for the better, became a little bit well. Mimash Shahoya, from what he was. But Uliyach Mikan, the third day, it went down again. Hechper Amais. The sickness came back and he died. What's the lacha? Chayiv, Tanakam says it's Chayiv. It's not called the Grama. He died because of your hit. Even in between it got a little bit better. So what? We have Nechem Yerma Proteno. So Raglan Madova, we see clearly, it wasn't your hit that killed him. From your hit alone, the second day was getting better. Why he died the third day? Something new came in. A new sickness came in. He got something new came. Not from directly from your hit. That's called the Grama. Tana Rabbanim. Ezu Dorash Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya dashing like this. The pasuk says, "In Yochum, if he gets up, his halach b'chus, he starts to walk."